Hey guys, so welcome to this edition of People's Rights Meeting. It's great to have you. It's a nice turnout. Yay. My name's Ashley, for those who don't know me or never met me, but I think pretty confident everybody has. And first of all, the whole purpose of the People's Rights Movement over the entire US is to claim, you know, use and defend your rights. Now, let's look at that word claim for a second. I was thinking about that before. When you claim something, what do? You claim something that you own. It's ownership. It's yours already. So it's not enough to know it. You got to claim it, man, like it's yours, like there's no tomorrow. You also got to use your rights. And probably most importantly, you got to defend your rights and the rights of your neighbors. You think about that for a second. Over the last, 3 years, more, we had our rights. They didn't succeed, but they tried to flush our rights down the toilet. It's not very nice. So anyways, that's just a little bit about people's rights. If you haven't already, jump on the website at peoplesrights.org. There's a simple sign-up page. You just give up your name, phone number, and email, and then you sign up and you get our updates. I think we're in LA, we're about 600 strong, so it's very, very nice. All right, so guys, I'm just going to introduce our speaker for today. He's from New Zealand. Good-looking fella. He's above average. Most of you know him. And here he is, Ashley. All right. I'm glad you guys laughed. It's nice to have people with a sense of humor. You know, too many people in the last 3 years have not had a sense of humor about much. I mean, grizzle guts with one of these stupid little... And you notice that, yeah, thanks, boo me. Please boo me when I do that. You know, they look at you, these beady little eyes. They say, they either look angry or sad.
Which
they feel safe.
Or scared.
What's that, Jane? What did you find out about masks?
When they take off their masks, they look a lot uglier than they do.
When they take off their masks, they look uglier? Yeah. It's a phenomenon. All right, guys. Well, I'm taking the reins today and to talk to you guys. It's going to be, forgive me, it's going to be a little bit impromptu. I didn't really prepare anything, but I thought, you know, it might be quite fascinating to, in some ways, get an insight, you know, point of view from someone who wasn't born in the U.S. I know you guys had a lot of speakers who people who were born in the U.S. I was born in New Zealand. I've been in L.A. about 11 years. So here I am. I'm still here. I don't know why. California. But, yeah, I want to talk just a little bit about deception and just standing up for yourself. I mean, the last 3 years have been an absolute travesty. You know, we've seen just so many things go on. I mean, I don't know how people can still trust their own government. You know, how can they think, oh, the government would never do me wrong? The government would never deceive me. Tuskegee, Pearl Harbor, 9/11. The COVID scamdemic. Oh, no, no. There's no way the government's going to let me down. They've got my back. Oh, have they? Have they got your back? You sit down with them and have a cup of tea? Do you invite them in and have some cookies? I don't think so. Scumbags like that, I don't think so. Reminds me of one of the speakers who was here who said that the politicians, it's kind of over before it begins. What was it? Can anyone tell me the name of that speaker who told us when he was running for governor of California? Who, the name just doesn't.
Mercury.
Daniel Mercury, right? And real quick, he was saying it's kind of over before it starts. Like they get bored and paid out before they even begin campaigning. As in, oh, here's some money, but you kind of got to do and say what I say. That's why he said, according to his words, no one wanted to debate him because he couldn't be bought out. My kind of guy. So in terms of deception, I mean, look, where do we begin? I mean, you know, it's like that, what's that song? I don't know if it's Eurythmics, but, you know, I want the truth, you know? Whereas too many people want sugar-coated lies. You know, what's that? Was it a Eurythmics song? Like, tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies. Fleetwood Mac, excuse me. And I'm thinking, hell no. Give me the raw, cold truth ahead of sugar-coated lies any day. I mean, just a little bit about me. I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm one of six boys from New Zealand. I've got, how many brothers in New Zealand still? Just one in New Zealand, three in Aussie, and then one, don't hate me, but one medical doctor in Wyoming. Yeah, I know, it's an interest. We haven't talked for about 2 years, tragically enough. And you can imagine why. But here's the thing, guys. It's one of six kids, me and my twin. You know, we're the youngest. But out of all six boys, can you guess how many people took the COVID jab?
Five.
Correct. Five. Broke my heart. I was warning them. Phone calls, emails. Nothing changed. You know, I almost had an accident on the 110 talking to my twin brother, Miles, because it was kind of setting in, but not really. He was just like, oh, yeah, but I kind of got to take it for my job and all this. And it's like, please. I was almost crying on the freeway because the conversation went south when I picked up, you know, we, you know, twin intuition a little bit. We're not identical, but we're twins. And it was obvious from his tone that he was going to cave in to take the jab to save his job. So I just look at the last 3 years and go, you know what? It's not going away, you guys, anytime soon. To think that, oh, it's just going to, you know, blow away like the breeze is a big, big mistake. And it's a mistake we can't afford to make. So I like to combat things. I mean, you know, you guys, most of you guys know me. All you guys know me, I think. You know, I'm pretty outspoken. So I kind of look for ways to be more outspoken. You know, you can just do it. Just be ready. I say be ready in conversation. I mean, I was at Vons. Anyways, I was at one of these supermarkets about just only 2-3 weeks ago, and there were some workers there, and I noticed that all the workers, normally there's about, these days it's probably half or less with the muzzle on, you know. I noticed how, because I always look around, almost curious. Going, yeah, you got a mask. And all of the supermarket workers had the face diaper on. So, you know me, I was at the checkout. I said, hey, what's going on, you girls? Why are you wearing the face diaper? And yeah, I called it that. I've got no shame. And she was going, oh, well, we kind of have to. People are getting sick again. So, you know, there's 2 weeks we've got to wear it again. And I said, well, look, people get sick. And you're going to get better, right? Yeah, I guess. But you know what? It's a law. I said, excuse me, it is not a law. And it never was. And hopefully it never will be. I can't see it being a law. And she sort of looked at me confused. Like, no one, you could tell no one's ever challenged her on that before. And I was like, you sadly mistaken creature, you know, start thinking. You know, so anyway, so on a basic level, I would say, you know, for me anyway, just, you know, the conversations you have, be ready. You sort of know what they're thinking, how they think, and just be ready to combat it. I mean, of course, you can do it on social media and stuff, but I find there's nothing better than the human touch, you know, a handshake, a conversation, you know, even if it's a bit of a debate. I mean, I think as long as you come at it in a loving manner, That's fine, you know. There's nothing wrong with that. The mistake I kind of made in the last 2-3 years was being a little bit too aggressive, you know, because I thought, well, I've got to hammer this point home to these people, you know. The COVID jabs are killing people, and the masks are really bad for your health, and basically it's a sign of, you know, control, symbol of Satan, take your pick. So, you know, and I was looking at a meme the other day. And I don't know if you guys seen it, but it was, you know, let me pull it up on my phone. I'll describe it because I can't really show all you guys right now. Let me just see if it's on my phone. We've been persecuted, guys. I mean, people, Christians, you know, people that believe in God, just genuine people, the last, what? I keep saying 3 years, but yeah, it's true. It's true. Sorry, guys, give me 1 second. If I can't find it straight away, I'll just kind of make it up on the spot, I guess. 1 second. Library. Oh, here it is. How about that? Something actually works sometimes. Okay, so it's a cartoon, right? And you maybe a lot of you guys have seen it. And there's a guy on stage with a beard, and he's in front of an audience. He says, "I self-identify as a woman." And all the crowds go, "Oh, that's so great, awesome. Oh, wow, you're stunning, amazing." Okay, it's a bit weird. The next one is a girl, a white girl, and she's saying on stage, "I identify as an African-American." And everyone's clapping. "Oh, you're an inspiration. Beautiful. Yes, finally." Okay, can this get any weirder? And it can, is the answer. And then there's another girl. "I self-identify as a cat." "Good for you, girlfriend. Yeah, meow, meow. Good on you. Yeah, hero, hero." Come on. And then the last one, you probably know where I'm going with this because you guys are intelligent and intuitive. The last one, just a regular white-looking dude. "I self-identify as a Christian." "Oh, boo, weirdo. Stop living a fantasy, man. Stop living in a fairy tale." So anyways, I know this is kind of obvious, but this is what we're up against, guys. This kind of backlash, this kind of deception. I mean, everything I read there was a gaslight. If it's not a gaslight, I really don't know what is. I love that lady who was, she was on the news at one of those parent-teacher meetings or whatever, and she said, like, people, you know, transgenders, you know, like a male trying to turn into a female. She's saying, well, she dressed up in a cat suit. And she said, well, look, this person is not a woman. It's a man pretending to be a woman. She says, very insulting to feminism, you know, feminine, to women and all this. She said, oh, I'm dressed as a cat. I'm pretending to be a cat, but I'm not a cat. See the difference? I mean, most people call it common sense, except for the last couple of years, somehow it's taken hold of mainstream. So I don't know about you guys, how you guys feel about this, but we still got our work to be done. You know, it starts, I guess, at home. Open those conversations and be vocal about it, guys. Don't be scared of these people. Just say, I don't know. If it was me, I'd say, look, that's absolutely ridiculous. If I was ever talking to someone who was on board with all the wokeness and all the fake ideologies, I'd be like, man, you need your head read. This is pretend land. This is Alice in Wonderland. So I don't know. I mean, it has been a challenging couple of years, my friends. It really has. I told people vocally, anyone who'd listen, I wouldn't accept $1 million to take that COVID jab, and my view hasn't changed. So not to dampen the mood, but you know, people have died and had serious reactions. I got a good friend whose girlfriend, she didn't die, but damn it, she was in hospital for a week after the COVID jab. You know what they tried to blame it on? Not that I'm trying to keep with the same theme, but they tried to blame it on her cat. Guys, these are trained medical, you know, practitioners, not doctors, nurses that have been experienced for, what, 10, 15 years. Are you effing kidding me right now? She'd just taken an experimental jab in her arm. She falls very, very sick, needs to be hospitalized immediately. And they're trying, it wasn't immediately, but it was, damn it, I think it was within half a day or something, you know, really soon. It was you know, pretty immediate enough. And I connect the dots, you know, and they're saying, they're trying to blame her cat, just desperately trying to get out of that. It's the, you know, experimental injection. It was just a coincidence, wasn't it? So I don't know. I mean, it's made me sad the last few years, but it's also made me happy as well because, you know, it just sped up. I think it's, for me, it sped up my evolution of who I am as a man, as a person, who's basically going to, sorry about my language, but someone who's going to take no shit and go to life, go to battle for me, for you guys, to stand up for our rights. Because what else is there, guys? Give me liberty or give me death. It's that simple. You're going to pin me down. You're going to screw me down. I'll be fighting, kicking, and screaming. Or else just kill me. Just throw me off a cliff. It's okay. I don't want a life where, you know, you guys are all pretty awakened. You know where things are going to... They're trying to make things head towards, you know, the digital passport, where you need to have a digital ID, to, which has got your vaccine log. It's got your digital currency, your bank account details. They can cut it off. That's why I love Peggy Hall. I really give a shout out to her, because she's got a finger on the pulse, and she's saying, you know, that's why they want people moving out of the suburbs and the small town areas back into the city, you know, with all these fake fires, you know, all these, well, highly suspicious fires, you know, destroying houses, and they want to move them in the city. Why? She calls them rabbit hutches, you know, just the apartments stacked on top of each other. Why? Well, you guys already know the answer, so they can control it. So if something happens, some climate change hoax ridiculousness, they can, with the push of a button, they go, no, you guys can't leave. The garage doors are closed. We're in a state of emergency. Because we know these guys love emergencies. So I don't know, guys. I don't know if this is all making sense. I'm just kind of saying, you know, what's on my mind. It's just off the cuff. Perhaps I don't even really have a theme, or maybe my theme is just, look, stand up for yourself, you know what your rights are, defend them, but be vocal about it. I mean, I'm in sales right now, and the sales world, the best way to get your message across, and I had to learn this the hard way, is not by telling someone, because you can never tell anyone what to do, it just doesn't work, but questions, ask them questions. So as an example, you know, you could look at the COVID scamdemic and people would say, you know, oh, you walk into a store, oh, you need to put on a mask. Why? Why do I need to put on a mask? I didn't need to wear one a week ago. Oh, you need proof of a negative COVID test. Do I? Why? Has your government ever lied to you? Yes. Do you do everything the government tells you to do? Do you always seek guidance from the government, someone you don't really know personally? Have they ever deceived you? Have they ever told you lies? I know it's obvious to us, but you know, to other people it might not be. They might not be as awakened. And you know, these guys have been very, very clever with their marketing campaigns. You know, you're talking like kind of advanced hypnosis, NLP. So the social engineering to get all these turkeys to think that a mask is going to be their savior and a jab is going to be their lifeline. Guys, you got to understand the degree of how many people were involved and what was involved and the signs, the images, the newscasters, the repetition over and over. So you couldn't, you know, it would drive you nuts. If you're awakened, you'd drive you nuts, because everywhere you see is right in front of you. Some billboard with little kids on it with a face diaper on, and it just breaks your little heart. But to people who are woke, they look at, oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah. Lord Fauci, I got to do what you tell me to do. So I don't know about you guys, but, you know, I'll take my faith somewhere else. Thank you very much. The big fella upstairs is my Lord and Savior and my guiding star. Not these politicians. They don't give a good goddamn about you. They don't. So that about sums up what's on my mind, guys. Apologies for not having really prepared. But I just, you know, I love you all. You guys are my new family, I suppose, in many ways. And I'm just glad to have found you all, because the last few years and months, it would have just been an absolute, for me, just been, you know, suicidal if I hadn't met my tribe. So, yeah, that's all I got, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for coming. And, yeah, you guys are just amazing. Just, you know, keep doing what you're doing. Rock on. Thank you. And if we've got any questions, guys, or just any comments at all, come on down, share your thoughts. We're, you know, we're freedom of speech around here. We don't block or censor. Oh, and then the microphone, Jane, so we can pick it up.
No, I just have a comment.
Oh, okay. I can repeat the question and the answer. Okay.
Have you ever followed Dr. Mercola? He has a newsletter that is just so amazing.
I've got mixed feelings about Mercola.
Tell me, because I
I'm not telling. I'm just kidding. I'll tell you. Well, my mixed feelings member called. Look, believe what you want, but if you look into the people like Tom Cowan and Kaufman, but if you really look into it and their studies, and then there's a lot of links in his reports about actual research papers that nothing was ever isolated. COVID-19 only exists on a computer simulation, next-gen computers. If you actually look at it and study it and look at the research reports, it's honestly, guys, it's almost impossible to think that COVID-19 is not only a virus, but it's transmutable. Like I go, oh, chew, and then you get sick. So Mercola is one of those guys who's still spreading it around. No pun intended. He's still spreading it around that, you know, COVID-19 is something you can actually contagion. You can actually sneeze on someone to pick it up. But so, yeah, that's my mixed feelings. I know he's done some good things, though, so I'm not going to knock him completely. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
What was that? AB100?
Was it AB
2098?
The one that where doctors, if they don't follow the thing, then they could be
The whole thing is, I don't know if the audio picked up what Jane was saying, but if the doctors don't toe the line with these woke, you know, principles that basically do what I told, if you know, otherwise it's, you're a fake doctor and you know, you get reprimanded and your whole license can taken away. What's that? Yeah, they put it on hold, thank God. I don't know, they need to stop it, but on hold's a good heading in the right direction. Charles, you wanted to say something?
Yes, I just want to say, well, thank you very much, Ash, for speaking. You're an excellent speaker. You know, sometimes I've learned over the years that some of the best talks are ones that we don't prepare anything and we just go up and shoot from our heart and say what's on our mind. And I was so in agreement and really relating to so many things you had to say. You know, I have 7 brothers and sisters, so there was 8 of us. My oldest brother passed away in 2020 before this nonsense all started. He was the first one to go. But then out of the remaining 7 of us, 5 all chose to get the jab, and my brother who lives here and myself are the 2 that were trying to.
Oh, good. So there's a few of you that didn't.
But my sisters, 2 of them that are twins, by the way, they're fraternal twins. They didn't really want to get it, but they were coerced. And my one sister by her husband and the other twin by her son, who was threatening to withhold the grandchildren unless she got the injection. So she did.
See, it gets tricky with the husband and wife situation.
Yeah.
Really does. One takes it, one doesn't want to take it.
Yeah.
That's what their plan was, to divide people and families.
Divide and conquer. My oldest sister, she knew not to get it because her sons are like us. And they were saying, Mom, don't get that.
Well, let me just say something that most people know anyway, but it's worth repeating, that, you know, what kind of Mickey Mouse clown world is this? I mean, traditionally, now I just no longer believe in the efficacy of any vaccine. It's all a con job. Yeah. Each to their own. You could think differently. But, you know,
it's
honestly,
bogus science.
Okay, let's say you do believe in the effectiveness of a vaccine. Well, don't they normally take about 7 to 10 years to kind of perfect and get right?
Yes.
So, you know, people took it after 6 months. It's like, use your head, dude.
Yeah. Well, my oldest sister, who knew not to get it, she got it anyway. And I visited her in 2021 in the summer when I went. These are all back in Pittsburgh. They're all back in Pittsburgh, yep. Except me and my brother who live here in L.A. She was telling me I felt bad. I felt weird, different as soon as I got that second shot. She says I have
felt right. That was the damn second one.
It was the second one.
Something was in the second one.
We took a picture before I left, and I thought to myself, this might be the last time I see my sister alive, and it was. She passed away in April on Palm Sunday.
What was the official?
Well, she had had she was declining, so the official thing was she fell. And
She fell.
And then she was put on life support and all that. And yeah, she never regained, really gained consciousness.
Sorry to hear, brother.
Yeah, it was really. But her son and me, we know that it was, had she not gotten those injections, she would still be here today. But you're right about these this craziness. You were talking about the trans and all of this. So I have another story. I'm a storyteller.
After we're done, I might put it up to the camera so that the video can pick that meme up. But anyway.
Yeah. So I have a really good friend back in Ohio who has two sons. And the oldest son is just about 14 now. But a couple years ago, they were telling me that all of a sudden he was wanting to be a female. And he wanted to be a girl because he liked this girl in his class that wanted to be a boy, so he wanted to be a girl.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. And so they were all concerned, and this is a good friend of mine, so he was calling me, asking me, you know, and I was trying to help him out. And this, I says, you know, every time I've seen your son, he's never given any indications of any, you know, effeminate, you know, anything gay or anything like that. So it was just very surprising. And then it turns out that he got a little older and it seemed to all go away. So anyway, he joined Telegram, this 14-year-old. And I sent him a hello. Hey, his name's Caleb. I said,
was
hi, Caleb.
Was it a red pill moment?
Well, he sent me a message back and says, oh, by the way, if you haven't looked at any of my sites or anything like that, I now go by Abby or Abigail.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh no. So I eventually got in touch with my friend, and my friend said, yeah, we're having to deal with this all over again.
Oh,
and it seems as though it's because he's involved with this girl that wants to be a boy or something. I don't understand it, but anyway, it is totally crazy. And like you're saying, total gaslighting there, because that's exactly when we hear some of these politicians talk and things, they say exactly like up is down, left is right, right is wrong. They're purposely saying things that are not true. And we're being gaslit, just like the person thinking it's a cat.
Well, they got it from Alice in Wonderland.
A white woman thinking that she's African American, all that is crazy.
They got it from, you know the story Alice in Wonderland?
Yes.
When I say a word, it means exactly what I say it means. Nothing else. Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah. So yeah, we do have
definitions of words.
That's it. And we have you know, so it is about. So what we were talking about kind of last week is using every moment and opportunity we can to red pill people and to continually to do so, and just to let people know, because eventually they will wake up and have a moment where they're like,
well,
oh,
Charles,
wow.
You know what I find really creepy? This shouldn't even be a conversation until you're an adult. You know, okay, if you're 20, 21,
yeah, exactly.
22, whatever, and beyond, sure. If you want to, you know, change, and like for me, oh, okay, I'll look into changing to be a girl. I mean, sad as it may be, you're mature at that point, but
right.
It should never be a part of any conversation when you're a kid. And frankly, it shouldn't even be legal. Like, I know they do hormone blockers.
It's in the school.
They start that process. That should really just not even... No, that's so illegal.
They're doing it in their school. And that's the thing. And so I sent my friend all of these pictures that were taken undercover at schools showing how they're getting these kids that... You're right. I didn't know anything about
it
until,
we
had sex education. I didn't even know anything about any of that.
Are the teachers talking about it, or is it just the kids getting it from the social media?
Getting it from the school. They actually have posters up. I'll show them to you.
What, a Bruce Jenner?
And, yeah. And so it's like totally...
He'll always be Brucey to me.
Criminal. And that's what we're up against. We're up against, organized crime, essentially, right at our own government and our school districts.
Yeah.
You know, it's really insane. But I don't want to hog the mic, so I'll step away. But thanks again.
Thanks, Charles.
You're welcome.
Another couple of words. They changed three very important words, two of them during the scamdemic, and one of them in about 2009. And they were herd immunity, pandemic, and vaccine. And they changed the definition of herd immunity in, I think, 2009, the so-called swine flu situation. So the herd immunity used to mean, you know, if you get sick or whatever, you know, enough people, it's either the vaccines or the you know, localized immunity you get from each other. Now, people have got the disease, quote unquote, right? That used to be. But then now they changed, in 2009, they changed it to just being, oh, no, vaccines. And then they, yeah. And then that you can look that up. And then they changed the definition of pandemic. It used to include deaths, basically, mortality, serious injuries. But now it just means cases. And you look at the fake PCR test, which can't test for anything if you know who Carrie Mullis is. Isn't it interesting? So now all the pandemic means is cases. The vast majority, well, I don't know about the vast majority, but I'm guessing at least half who tested positive on COVID just really weren't sick. They're asymptomatic, BS, doesn't exist. You're either sick or you're not. So that's another definition of change. It was pandemic to mean just case numbers, not mortality rates and all that. Because there were no new excess deaths 2020, 21, I think. But after then, there was because of the jab. It gets complicated. But then what was the other word? Vaccine. Yeah, they changed the definition of that. So that's then, you know, now that, to include the new version, which is a gene therapy. So there you go. What's up is down, and what's down is up. Hey, Derek.
Hey, so back to the Mercola and all these doctors that are saying, you know, the virus is isolated, wasn't isolated, whatever. But there's a lot of talk about how it was a bioengineered, whatever it is, right? So people are actually, I mean.
Are you talking about the jab or the so-called COVID-19?
Yeah, so what COVID, yeah. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So if, I mean, people were dying from something, right?
Yeah.
But they're saying that it was a bioengineered, it's like a, it's a weapon, right? Bioweapon that was developed in Wuhan, right? So is it some, is some, is that thing really virally killing people, or is it, so what's the, I mean,
there's enough people, smart awakened people, who says that that's a cover story.
So you're saying the whole thing about the bioweapon is fake, that all the research they did, all the, it's all fake,
it's a cover story, man.
So there's no way you can make it.
I mean, the way it happened, I mean, believe what you want, of course, but come on, it went around the world, like, it was so fast, and yet look at the testing. You test positive and you're not sick, and then they tested a watermelon and the watermelon tested positive. Come on, guys. I mean, I don't know, look, to each your own, but look, the jab is a bioweapon, but as far as COVID-19 being something you can catch, just doesn't
because we always have the people saying, well, I know someone that died from COVID.
Well, right? Here's the thing. They had a massive blanket of symptoms that just basically were flu symptoms. Headache, body aches, you know, wheezy, you know, flu-like symptoms. And then if for no other reason, even if you're not looking at any other studies, data, or opinions, you look at the flu numbers completely disappearing, being replaced exactly by the numbers of COVID cases.
Same symptoms.
So they got away with it only just because, you know, there was just mass hysteria in the news. And then you go to the ER departments. I mean, me and a buddy went there once, supposed to be overflowing. There was no one there. And the people who were there were there for other things. So, like, you know, people, and then so you go, okay, what were people dying of? Well, number one, there were no excess deaths. But the ones who were dying of quote-unquote COVID-19, they had pneumonia, heart disease, lupus. And it just so happened that they tested positive on a test. So now you're a COVID patient and they're giving them remdesivir. And there's another trade name or something, medical term for remdesivir. But anyway, remdesivir and the ventilator, and you're a goner. They knew most people were going to die from taking that. Fauci knew it. They absolutely knew it.
Well, yeah, we know that. But there's cases where you talk to people and they say, well, my brother was perfectly healthy and they got COVID, quote-unquote COVID, and they ended up dying.
Yeah, well, ask them if they put them on remdesivir. Well, they put on a ventilator.
Yeah, I know. I try to ask about treatments. They go, well, I don't really know. But they're always saying, like, yeah, perfectly healthy, or another friend.
For the most part, they were put on, if they were really sick, they put on remdesivir and the ventilator, and their basically lungs would fill up with fluid to kind of drown. Yeah, it was just so sick and twisted. You know, and look, they died and it's tragic. I'm not saying it's not tragic, but we've got to be careful about what the cause of death was. Because if you ask me, no one died of COVID-19. They died of pharmaceuticals and the treatment practices. From testing positive on a test they can't test for anything. It's sick and twisted.
How about the antigen test? Does that tell anything as opposed to the PCR?
I don't know much about that, but I'm guessing it's of the same vein as, you know, the PCR test. I mean, they control how many positives came through that PCR test. You just ramp up the cycle threshold like in California and you get tons of positives. That's why people are going, oh, be careful, I tested positive. But I'm asymptomatic. I'm not sick. You know, it's like you're believing in a, at this point, you're believing in a unicorn or, you know, the tooth fairy. I mean, good luck with that. But again, each to their own. I mean, you know. Hi.
It's really good to see you, Ashley.
Oh, you too.
Yeah, good to see you.
Do you like my new designer mug?
Oh, yes. People's rights. Woo! So regarding the COVID deaths, early on there was a video that where Dr. Judy Mikovits was supposed to be interviewed along with John Cullen.
Oh, okay.
John Cullen wrote the mapping software for Johns Hopkins. And he got on, and there just wasn't enough time for Judy, but he just blew this out of the water. He, when he heard about this pandemic, he started looking on his mapping software for all of the cases of COVID, and he couldn't find any in the really densely.
He was looking for what?
COVID. He was looking for this disease, right? Oh, okay. He couldn't find it. He was looking in the real densely populated countries where you would expect it to be the worst. It wasn't there.
Right.
And he kept looking and looking and looking, and finally he went to his mapping software, and what he found is that we were having the worst influenza epidemic in 100 years in 2019.
Wow.
And I actually still have the link to that video if it's still good because they've taken so many off. But that was, he just blew me away. So I also wanted to comment about the court case that put a pause on AB, whatever that was. So Peggy Hall did a video on this about a week ago. And the only people that are paused or protected from being arrested should they decide to tell the truth are the five people, the plaintiffs in that court case. Those are the only people. Those five people are the only ones that pause applies to regarding that lawsuit. So that was the second thing I wanted to say. Third is to let everybody know, if you don't know already, that Dal Bigtree is speaking next Sunday at the Airport Hilton at the Conscious Life Expo. The fees to get into the expo are $40 and $45 for Dal's talk.
Not bad. What next weekend, you said?
Next Sunday.
Next Sunday. A week
today. He's speaking next Sunday at noon, and then he's speaking again on a panel at the end of the day.
How do we get that link?
You know, I guess I got it from his website because I saw it advertised.
Oh, yeah, just his website. Sure.
I saw it advertised when I was watching his show, but I wanted you guys to know, Dal Bigtree, I mean, I have a big crush on him. So
he's a very good-looking fella.
He's getting better looking every year, too.
you just like the silver beard, huh? What do they call that? Silver fox?
Yeah, he is. He's a real silver fox. There was a fourth thing too that came up at the end of the.
I'll
last
stop it. I'm not
talk.
That amazing. Come but, on. Oh, what were we going to say?
I
actually,
I just can't remember what it was, but it was some clarification on a point that somebody made. If I remember, I'll get back up to the mic. But
I was going to say this too with regards to the there were just so many giveaways to the scam. I mean, if it was a real pandemic, homeless would have just been really struggling, guys. Come on. Yeah. And I talked to some of them. Some of them were really awake, and they knew it was pretty much a scam. And so there's that. And also they pulled a stunt, because it was a stunt, years ago with HIV. Mm-hmm. There's another PCR test scandal.
Same
so
people.
They come up with another PCR test based on the work of Kerry Mullis. And Kerry Mullis was really outspoken about it. So you test positive on HIV, and in theory it causes AIDS. Nah, it doesn't. It's just another woke test that is meaningless. And what was really going on for the most part is that the gays and stuff in those communities like San Francisco, the bathhouses in LA, they were having these freakishly partying lifestyles and doing these poppers, these drugs. Yep. Never seen the sun, vitamin D, so they'd be, you know, pallid white. And then they would have such a low resistance. So then they got on the, AZT? And they got an AZT and they're a goner.
Yep.
I mean, what do you think? Magic Johnson's still around. I mean, he's fine. He's fine.
I remembered what the other thing was. It had to do with the PCR test, and it was a personal experience I had. I've always resisted it, but I got hired.
I've never been tested. Hands up who's never been tested. Good.
So I got sick last year at my job, and I was, you know, it was my annual thing that I get every year that I've gotten my whole life every year.
Careful, and don't talk yourself into it.
My boss kept texting me, "You sure you don't want to get tested? You sure you don't want to get tested? You sure you don't?" So I finally said, okay, what the hell, you know? So I went to CVS Pharmacy near me, and I went, they were behind the counter, and I said, you know, I said to the two girls back there, you know, these tests are all false positive. It's just bullshit. And they go, yeah, we all know. Everybody here in the pharmacy knows.
Did they really say that?
They all said, she said that to me. All of us that work here, we all know that's false positive. So I just wanted to share that little gem.
And let me say one thing, which I've said, a lot of you guys have heard this already. So the most deadliest, dangerous pandemic of a virus comes and hits planet Earth, right? Most deadly, it's so contagious. So why can't you just spit in a cup and they test that little saliva sample? Why do you need to put something up your nose close to the blood-brain barrier? Yep. Which my neighbor, I never had it, but my neighbor said it hurt like hell. He was going to punch this guy in the face if he went any further up, but they stopped just before the pain gets so unbearable. Come on, man. It's like, I don't know, read between the lines. That's how I look at it.
So I have a friend who is a nurse.
I got a friend too.
She's well, one of my friends is a nurse on a surgical floor in a hospital in Orange County, and she's very awake like we are. And she's been telling them, hey, man, this is all bullshit.
I love it.
She's got some really incredible and very sad stories. The surgical floor has now been completely taken over by the cardiac floor. And she said they used to have 5 or 6 codes called a week. Now they're getting 5 or 6 codes called a day.
Is this a people with the jab?
Yeah.
Something else. Oh.
She said everybody at her hospital now is pretty much convinced that there's no other explanation for it. They're just not ready to come forward. And I'm sending her all this stuff saying, come forward, come forward.
So from the jab,
forward.
Right?
They think it's from
I just want to be explicit about that. No ambiguity.
Well, I mean,
as far as what they think it is.
But they have come to the conclusion that there's no other explanation than the jab. So that's kind of an interesting thing. But in fact, it's... I'm pushing her like, come on, give him this, give him that. Because I told her about the lawsuit, and this is the time to file, because if that lawsuit is decided that these doctors, that they're going to legitimize this law, then doctors are screwed. These guys need to do it now, not then. But what brought me up here to talk about her was that I had decided to do this test. And so I got her little tips and tricks because she used to have to test 2 or 3 times a day at one point.
Ooh.
And so
graphene oxide up your nose.
You do not use their swabs. You buy your own swabs that are sterile.
Hang on. Not everyone will let you do that.
Yeah, but it was a home test kit.
Oh, okay.
And actually, she had a way worked out that she'd take their little kit, and she had some swabs in her pocket, and she had some peroxide, hydrogen peroxide in her pocket. So she shared her little secrets with me. Just, you dip the swab in peroxide, then you just do the outside of your nose, and then you put it in the little test. Well, the test that I got, I'm sure a lot of them are like that. It's the only time I've ever done one. You just drop these little drops from this vial on it, and I noticed on the instructions that it said, be careful not to get more than 6 drops from the vial. You might get a false negative. I dumped the whole thing in there. So, of course, I tested negative. But...
You know, you're as smart as you look.
But it was her tips about using, you buy your own swabs. And in fact, I have another friend who runs a massage school and who travels all over the United States and has consistently done that through all of this. And she doesn't use their swabs, uses her own little swabs that she bought. I still have this giant box of swabs. I should bring them in case anybody wants them, but... But anyway, that's what I did, and that's what's happening at this Orange County Hospital, and I'm just really, she said any day now, you know, the 100th monkey, any day, and let's root for those guys that they hit that 100th monkey point really soon.
All right. Here's Kenny.
So you're from New Zealand, right?
Correct.
Okay, so what do you
know? Where's your passport? Oh, I lost it.
So that olive oil-looking prime minister of yours that just resigned, what do you know?
Don't bring the mood down.
Or what do you think about the reasons behind that?
Kenny, I've killed for less. Look, I don't know. I mean, I haven't been back in the country for... I mean, I haven't lived there in well over 11, 12 years, and I haven't been back there in about five. I couldn't really tell you. I got a couple of brothers who I'm not sort of in communication with because I don't have the WhatsApp app, because WhatsApp is owned by Facebook, and I'm trying to get them on, you know, Telegram. Maybe I'll go back to WhatsApp just to talk to them, but look, I don't know is the short answer.
Because I was hoping it would have something to do with how tyrannical she was against everybody.
She was a maniac.
That you know, maybe something.
She was a psychopathic maniac. Her, Trudeau. And one thing I noticed, which is quite comical, it held true way more often than it didn't. All these psychopath, maniac, just a-holes have all got the most creepiest voice you've ever heard. Something out of a horror movie. Look at Klaus Schwab. The CEO of Pfizer, who else? I mean, kind of Trudeau in a way, but all of these guys just sound like so Fauci. They all have super creepy voices. I don't know if that's a coincidence. Bill Gates especially. He just sounds like something out of Hitchcock, a Hitchcock movie.
Ferrar.
Yes. Oh, and that's another thing too. All these people trying to give us health advice. They all look sickly and dead, like, you know, the evil dead. They look like they just came out of a coffin, going, oh, surprise, I'm not dead yet. I mean, you know, like my boy said, you guys, I love you. You can't make this up. You can't.
Okay, I got a lot of stuff.
And we're out of time. I'll see you next week, guys.
Bye.
Have a good one. Good night.
I'll try to
love you all.
ER, okay, you talk about your records. I'm concerned about this electronic passport thing.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, I was in the ER for the first time last year. And I was
in
Nevada.
Jane?
I fainted. I fainted in a casino. Anyway, so what happened is I go in the ER, and the doctor says to me, did you have COVID?
Uh-huh.
And I go, no, what are you talking about? I don't have, you know. And he goes, well, I see on your records you have a prescription for... which one is it?
Ivermectin.
He goes, ooh. I see. Now, wait a minute. So, wait. I got this prescription from a doctor in Florida. I belong to Kaiser. I didn't get it at Kaiser. Yet, here's a doctor in Nevada who knows about it. I mean, that shows you your records are already everywhere. So, that alarmed me. So, anyway. Then, I have a friend who's went back to college. She had her kids. Her kids are, like, in college. So she went back to college, and she goes, oh, I'm taking this gender identity class. So it's the first time I've seen her in a while, a few months ago.
Excuse me, a what?
Gender identity class or something
like that.
Get out. Yeah.
Sorry, we just this conversation.
No.
Sorry, force of habit.
Yeah, I know. So she's talking about it. So it's her and her husband and me and my husband. And so she's saying, oh, well, you know that there are like 68 different gender identities and blah, blah, blah. And I'm learning from my daughter more about it. And so then I just say, this is all a bunch of BS. And that's it. Nobody countered me, no nothing, except later my husband talked to me and told me what for. Okay, but...
Someone told me, look, you get a male dog and a female dog. Full stop. So, you know, come on.
Yeah, so that was all I said, and my husband just got mad at me later on.
I mean, if you're a man and you want to snip off your twig and berries... You do it. You do it. But you're not a woman now. You're just a guy who snipped off his twig and berries. That's it. You can dress like a woman. You can, you know, whatever, sleep with
who
you want. That's fine. But you're not a woman.
So that was horrible. Then I have a niece who decided to become a boy and started taking those medications you talk about.
How old, Jane?
It's been about...
Now, how old were they when they first started?
I'm going to say 15.
Mm.
Yeah. And now he is 21. And, you know, the hormones or whatever change. But the thing is that
crazy.
Her parents let her do it. And her dad is retired from the LAUSD, you know. So, and he's a Protestant elder, you know, in his church. And I'm thinking all of that, you know, thing, pressure made her do it. I'm not that close to him, her, so I don't really know what went through it. But I think it's horrible what's happening in our schools. And what
well, the way I look at it, I mean, hell, call me a bad person, but if you came out of that womb with a certain, you know, sexual organ, that's who I'm going to call you.
I can't help it. I keep saying her. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just, yeah. I don't know. It's.
But there's just too many influences out there. I didn't know anything about LAUSD or school education. It's horrible. Okay, the other thing is early on in 2019, my friend passed away from COVID. And that's when, before it was.
2019?
Yeah. Before it was even a big deal or anything. All right. But he had prior things anyway. He had serious pneumonia like 4 years ago. He almost died. He was overweight. He was diabetic. Yet they still consider his death COVID.
Oh, but they died with COVID, didn't they? Not of COVID.
I guess.
That's right.
Important difference.
So, I mean, you can't even talk to... I mean, this is my friend. I can't talk to my friend about, you know, asking like, oh, what medications did they give and stuff like that.
You know what I love about you guys? And, like, we have Patriot parties all the time, is that no subject is taboo. And we don't always agree.
Right.
No, we don't. Not on everything. Most things, it's fair to say, but not everything. But we don't really judge people too harsh. I mean, everybody judges. You can't stop that. But we don't judge people too harsh. And we can, end of the day, agree to disagree. But no topic is off limits. But you go to some parties and, hell no, you got to be careful what you say. And don't say this, don't do that. It's like treading on eggshells. No thanks.
Okay, the other thing now is,
me and the lads were on the town a few months back last year, or might have even been the year before, who knows, you know, the days turn into months, turn into years. But we were talking to a couple of girls that, you know, we quite fancied at the bar, and I was trying to tell her about, I see one word out of place. I said, oh, something about it being a scamdemic or something. And she goes, oh, please don't talk about that. Don't ruin the night. And I just looked at her going, are you for real? So that was going to ruin her night if we said any more about it, about COVID or anything. Anyway.
My last thing is I watch mainstream TV. Sorry about that. So not only do I see the billboards out here for taking the jab, it is constant commercials on TV about getting the jab. You have this beautiful scene. Oh, with your family.
Glamorous.
You're going to enjoy your life. Well, you're going to be happy. And what is the end of that commercial? That you should be getting your booster.
Oh, yeah.
Disgusting. They have Martha Stewart on there. You should get the booster.
Well, you guys know Dolly Parton, right?
Yeah,
she changed the lyrics to her song. You guys hear that?
No.
You know that song, Jolene, 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 Jolene. Obviously, I'm not doing a good job. But she changed it to vaccine, 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 vaccine. What kind of sicko are you? And he obviously paid off. But yeah, all these sugar-coated, beautiful people on TV going, oh, time to get your booster. COVID moves fast. So you better move fast too. Go down and get your little booster and everything will be fine and then you'll die like these other turkeys. Anyway, Charles is back.
I'm back.
Repeat occurrence.
Right, because I found some of the messages that I sent to my friend who's struggling with this son. And here they are.
Damn.
The K through 12 brainwashing method, which is using CRT, another thing called DIE, which is diversity, inclusion, and equity marketing.
Oh, CRT is critical racist theory.
And then SEL, which is social emotional learning delivery.
Told you, social engineering.
And then finally, again, CRT, culturally responsible teaching, is the training method. But here, somebody else, this is from Alberta, Canada, though. And it's showing and kind of talking about the book Jane mentioned or the class.
Yeah.
It's called Gender Identity Education. And there's a book called Gender Queer. And that's what they're teaching. And this is in elementary school. They're teaching this to kids.
Gender Identity for Dummies, huh?
Yeah. And it's like And they're using these prism centers. We've seen them around here, these centers. But,
you know, so, can I cut you off real quick?
Yeah.
You can say no if you want.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, well, surely with all this wokeness that a lot of decent teachers are quitting. I know I would. I don't think I'd be able to stand teaching kids all this stuff. But I didn't want to interrupt your flow.
That was all I was going to say about that, but I wanted to add something else to the, you know, being entered into a hospital. So in 2 weeks, we're having a memorial service for Monique, who passed away December 10th.
Your sister, right?
She was a very good friend of mine. Yeah, the woman that lived.
Oh, yeah. She was not your sister?
No, she wasn't. Oh. I did have my sister passed away back in Pittsburgh.
Oh.
But one of our fellow patriots that was coming to these meetings, her name's Monique.
I remember Monique. Yeah, she was a lovely gal.
And she was the person that moved in next door to me. And we became really good friends. And she went to the hospital the day before Thanksgiving because she finally was getting seen to for her heart. Well, she went to Huntington, and I followed her over and was able to identify as her boyfriend to get information. And they were sending her into for emergency heart surgery until we were finally able to get in touch with her daughters because she's from Phoenix.
Yeah.
So anyway, the surgery was pretty much unsuccessful. But what they did was, and this is the crime, they transferred her to Cedars-Sinai and gave her COVID diagnosis.
Yeah, that's what I call it, Cedars-Sinai.
Yeah. She didn't have COVID. No way. They gave her a COVID diagnosis, and then nobody was able to...
Because she tested positive on a test, which can't test for anything.
Nobody was able to see her for the last few weeks of her life. She was pretty much on life support. They finally let her daughters in at the very end, the day that they were going to, you know, end life support, which was December 10th, 2 days before her 61st birthday. And then while they were waiting for this process to happen, the doctors came in and asked if they could harvest her kidney. So they kept her out of view from anybody while I'm convinced that they were doing all kinds of experiments on her and things like that. And it's just totally criminal. But the COVID diagnosis kept everybody away from her. So she had nobody around her.
She hadn't taken any
She was not injection? Jabbed. Nope. And that's why she didn't want to go to the hospital to begin with, because she knew this malarkey was going on, and everything she feared happened, and we were powerless to stop it because several of us, myself included,
you know,
tried to gain access to her in the
ICU. You know what's funny? I don't think it's ever happened in history, but I could be wrong, that I used to be a regular blood donor. You know, I've got O negative blood too, which is quite useful, but... the last time I went, which is probably 6 months ago now, all of a sudden I had a new question. And I think you can guess what question that was.
Are you vaccinated?
Did you take the jab? Yeah, mm-hmm. Are you vaccinated?
Right.
And I was going to kick up a stink and just say, hey, you know, what the hell? But I checked no, obviously. But I thought, well, what difference should that make? In theory... Any vaccine, you know, I've taken it. Unfortunately, I took some vaccines when I was a kid. Not a whole lot, but maybe a handful. And no one's ever asked me that when I've donated blood in three different countries.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's actually a market now for unvaccinated blood. So that's happening.
Hey, I'll line up, man. How much?
Yeah. Right. And I think there's also a market for unvaccinated
semen.
Yes. Right. Mm-hmm. But
new Bitcoin.
Just so everybody knows, 2 weeks from today,
whipped cream,
February 19th at 1 p.m. at the Self Realization Fellowship Temple in Glendale, and I'll put this information is going to be Monique's memorial service.
Do it, man.
So
I didn't know her that well, but she was a lovely gal. Like from conversations really I had with her.
Really beautiful person. Yep. So just want to let everybody know that. All right. Thanks.
Thanks.
Hello, young man.
Hello.
What did I want to say? Oh, so I do kind of sales as well, and you're right. Asking questions is the way to go. Like, why?
Well, you get to the answers then, don't you? Because it gives you away what they're thinking too, in a non-too confrontational way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just talk with them, and they go, how do you talk with people? I go, I talk with them like they're in the living room. They say, well, what do you say? I go, nice couch. You know?
Exactly.
So it works. Yeah. So with the trans thing, so they have all these... You have
the trans-testicle thing?
Yes. You have... So these guys... So you read the stories about the guys that are in the women's locker room. You don't hear many stories about the girls in the guys' locker room. I wonder why.
Yeah, I think we all know the answer to that. Yeah. Stay tuned. We'll get the answer next week. Our next episode. All right, guys. Anyone else?
Yeah, I got some. You know, I was listening to this podcast with a guy named Eric Coppolino. He's really a good journalist, and he interviews like a really good interview with Christine Massey, who's done these Freedom of Information requests. And all the health authorities all over the world asking, do you have any evidence of an isolated virus? Any, just... Do you have it? And isolated in the dictionary term of separate from everything else. And they all come back, no, none found. We don't have any. Everywhere all over the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a con job.
Yeah. So then, also, all the excess deaths in 2020 happened in only 16 cities. So if there was a real virus... only affected 16 cities
around the world? Well, the data I saw, maybe my data was wrong, but here's an ironic thing about the data I saw. This guy was at Santa Monica Beach. I'll never forget it. And he was trying to convince me, look, there's all this extra deaths in 2020. You're wrong, man. You're wrong. And I looked at his data and I looked, okay, let's have a look. 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020. Got to 2020. It was... pretty much the same as 19. So I don't know what he was. I kind of looked at him like, what are you drunk? It just went up a fraction, but just like, yeah, just nothing really. No. And it was actually high. I think it was, I could be wrong, but I think it was actually higher than 2017. So there was some freaky occurrence. And I don't know what it was, but I might be wrong. Of a higher mortality rate.
Then there's some study that I was shown. I think it was actually from CDC. They said, like, fear, just fear alone, the anxiety that comes from fear can cause, it's a huge reason for somebody dying, because it just cascades into other reasons then. But fear is one of the biggest, you know, when they say, well, all these people died, so what made them die, you know? Well, that's not proof of a virus. There's no, that doesn't prove a virus. Yeah, it's just people dying.
You've got to be careful what you say. And also, when you're in isolation, how horrible would you feel in isolation? You can't see your family because you got COVID-19, and then you're in isolation, and you die alone.
Solitary confinement.
I mean, what kind of evil is that?
Yeah.
Kind of glad my parents already left this world, you know, because... I don't know how I would have handled that if something happened to them that was malintent.
And I always like the quote Andrew Kaufman says about, after he goes through the whole explanation of why there is no evidence for any viruses, any of them, and there's no evidence for contagion, any of it. So then he goes, if there's no such thing as a virus, then what is a vaccine for? He just leaves you like hanging like that. Like, yeah, if there's no viruses,
it's very
Twilight. What the hell is a vaccine for? But to poison.
And I'll encourage anyone to see a Kaufman report or someone and look at the research papers where they supposedly isolated it. It's hidden in the meaning of the words that the words they use are so ambiguous. Like supposedly and like you know, things like seems like assumptions, and we can assume that it's possible. It's they're not definite. It's not definite language, definitive language, and there's quite desperation in what the words are saying. I did a small amount of research at university. I mean, I trained as a chemical engineer, and I know even back then I wasn't paid for it because I had to do it for my graduation, you know, graduating chem eng. But anyways, I know back then, you know, you just kind of fudge your results. You want to claim, you do experiments and kind of like. That's just, I know how it works, and these guys are just all about the dollar, the gravy train, and the acclaim. Right. Hey Al, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. So, but
to add on to what you said, more and more often, the abstract, that is the summary of this research, so-called research, and the conclusions are not actually supported.
Yeah, yeah, they lie. They're lying.
So don't just read those. Those are what the people who are running the scams.
A lot of people only read the abstract. Yeah.
Well, that's what they quote, but that's it's.
You're right about that. When they dig deep, it's just a question mark.
Yeah.
So they did something, but they didn't really prove anything.
So I just wanted to share two upcoming events. One of them is actually coming up this evening. So if you want to hear and see Dr. Judy Mikovits in person, she will be speaking tonight at the Huntington Valley Baptist Church at 7 p.m. That's in Fountain Valley. I can give you the details, or forward you the email here. So this is being sponsored by the Eagle Forum of Orange County. If you remember, the Eagle Forum is a national organization that got started by Phyllis Schlafly, became famous or infamous for being supporters of the pro-life movement. So you know, if you don't want to spend your time with this bunch of patriots here, you can go spend it with them there.
Are they just as friendly and outgoing and funny?
You know what? No, they tend to be older and more staid, in my opinion. On the other hand, you know...
careful, they're watching us now live. I'm just
okay,
joking.
Okay. Well, you know, anyway. So, but also coming up on Tuesday, Children's Health Defense California is having a presentation...
Children's Health Defense are good, yeah.
Yeah, titled, How to Avoid COVID Hospital Protocols That Can Kill You, subtitled, Medical Kidnapping, Murder for Money, The Evil Behind It All. So there's a woman, Susanna Scheel, will be talking, and that's going to be, she's going to start speaking at 6:30 p.m. at the Lighthouse Church.
Lighthouse Church, 6:30.
In Santa Monica.
What day?
This coming Tuesday.
This coming Tuesday.
The 7th. So, and in the meeting, actually.
So in 2 days' time.
They actually start an hour earlier. First half hour from 5:36 is meeting, networking, socializing. And then at 6 p.m., Yvette Chambers.
Oh.
Yes, that Yvette. We'll share chapter updates.
Cool.
And then the Susanna Scheel will start speaking at 6:30. So that's what's coming up. So I'm going to be there. If you want to know how to keep hospitals from killing you and your loved ones, you might want to go to.
Nice.
That is the Lighthouse Church in Santa Monica, 1220 20th Street. So you can find it on Google Maps. And of course, when you turn on Google Maps, you might as well just say hi to the entire intelligence community.
Google Maps. Hey, something, just a little bit of random banter. I was at a restaurant the other day, and I just saw where's Ed's shirt. And guess what the code was for the bathroom? 1984.
Ooh,
1984.
That was a good
one. It was already open for me. No, there was a code, but it was already open, funny enough. But the people that registered said, yeah, 1984. I was like, someone's awakened.
So the last thing that I wanted to say is that I have been keeping up with Del Bigtree's show pretty regularly. And I want to say there's a lot of positive stuff happening. He is having highly recognized doctors that are not the ones that we've seen that are waking up and that are saying, wait a minute, this is wrong. The data is wrong. The tests were wrong. So there are doctors that are coming forward now that are speaking out and talking about the fact that we've been lied to. And I think he's kind of a magnet. He seems to be attracting them. And
he's a cool guy. I like Del Bigtree.
The ball has started rolling, and I think it's just going to keep rolling and keep rolling and keep rolling. So I just wanted to say something positive about positive stuff that's happening.
All right, guys, if there's anyone else, we're probably going to wrap up very soon.
Real quick, does anyone know what the media is, the virus thing? I see it advertised. Does anyone know what it is? Well,
the media is the virus. That's a good point.
I mean, it's a film, I guess, a film or presentation.
Okay. Brenda, did you want to say a few words? All right, guys, we're going to... John? Oh, here, John, come on down.
No, I just want to put something on the recording for people that I just found out. On the Sargent report, the SGT report,
yeah,
the most recent one, today is the 5th.
Sargent report?
Yeah. There's that report there is talking about two governments. I think one is in Switzerland and the other one's in Thailand. Well, apparently the royalty of the Thai government had their daughter jabbed, and now they're going after the vaccine companies because nice. She's in a coma. And they've elevated it to the point where they're talking about military action against these companies.
And so they showed military action is what's needed?
No, they're talking about it. So that's the latest about what's going on a world stage of going after these people. So if people want to look that up, they can look it up.
Yeah. Thanks, John. All right, guys, we're going to wrap it up. Thanks for coming. Give yourself a good round of applause. That's giving yourself a round of applause. Have a good rest of your Sunday, guys. God bless you.